Outside the Tokyo 2020 Media Center and Olympic venues, amateur photographers are snapping pictures, not of the people, but of the hundreds of buses shuttling foreign journalists, athletes, and officials. NPR's Manuel Del Barco reports.
You can spot the bus spotters snapping shots of the vehicles labeled with funny names in English, like Aina Bus and Haya Tokyo. Lots of them are labeled with the Japanese word kanko, meaning sightseeing. Yuki Sato spends hours on one street corner taking pictures of all the buses that pass him.
Why?
hobby.
It's your hobby?
Hobby.
Bus spotting is like train spotting. Not the 1996 movie Train Spotting, which is about heroin addicts, but bus spotting, enthusiasts who like to photograph the buses. It's a popular pastime in Hong Kong, Singapore, and other parts of the world, too.
It's not normal. Not normal at all.
Tomo Fukada is a travel advisor working at Tokyo 2020's tourism office at the Olympics. She says not only is it not normal, she has another name for these photographers.
How do you say geek? Geek? I don't know. Geek.
Geeks?
Geeks. They are geeks about, bus geeks.
She says while Tokyo remains in a state of emergency over the coronavirus pandemic, tourism is not permitted. She says the sightseeing buses are now strictly devoted to the Olympics.
We are curious about your media peoples because you are not allowed to, walk around freely, right? So you must use, shuttle services.
Jun Yasazaki is a university student who says he's been bus spotting every day for the past 4 years. I find him sweating in the hot sun, taking shots he then posts online.
Twitter and Instagram.
Yasazaki likes the buses with colorful signs on the sides, especially the toy buses, green and orange.
Toy bus is most favorite bus service. Looks is cool.
It looks cool?
Yeah.
Ryoto Mori says he's been bus spotting for 30 years, since he was 12 years old. When he's not working as a commercial photographer, he leaves his wife and two young children at home to snap the buses with his 200mm lens. He figures he takes about 1,000 or 2,000 photos of the buses every day. He just saves them on his computer.
You must not have very much storage in your computer left.
Oh, yes, very big hard disk.
I ask if he ever rides any of these buses or if he's curious about anyone on them, like the Olympic athletes. Not really, he says.
My Olympics is this take bus.
Bus spotting is his Olympic pastime. Manuel Del Barco, NPR News, Tokyo.